Hiya, this is Wildcards, the show where you vote for what we spend our time talking about. I tell you what, it's been a little while since I've been here for a voted on show. It's nice to be back after a brief hiatus. I think Harriet stood in for me for the last one that went out and was
she completely lost the dressing
brilliant.
Room. She lost the dressing room immediately. No, the rules were all over the place, honestly. There was no need for this.
Not everyone can be as authoritarian and ruthless as me, but that's back, so that's good. And the rules will be enforced with an iron fist throughout this. The people I'll be enforcing them upon are Phil Blundell, Robbie O'Neill, Carl Karpak, and Josh Sexton. I'm Amelia Bonner, and let's have an absolutely lovely time, shall we, talking about what you've been voting for. And the first category that you were voting within was LFC present, and your options were Kumi Minamino, Kostas Tsimikas, and Jurgen Klopp's contract. So Jurgen's contract is what won. Obviously, it's what everyone wants to talk about. However, everyone here has got a wild card. It's the name of the show. You know that already. But everyone here has got a wild card. So if they don't want to talk about Jurgen Klopp's contract or any of the other winning topics, they can talk about something else within that category, but only within that category. There's a chance I might forget what's won and just start talking about something else, but I make the rules, so it doesn't matter. But Jurgen Klopp's contract is what won. Obviously, it expires in 2024. But Josh, he did say last night, didn't he? I don't know. I really don't know. Our owners understood that things would take time. We needed time, obviously. They're interested in development as well, not just in delivering immediately. And that's pretty helpful. I mean, naturally, we've all been speculating wildly. What have you been speculating about around that, Josh? And what do you think we can take it to mean? Is he trying to say anything? He's usually a man who is very straightforward in what he says. So I don't know how much we can or should speculate around that. But I hope that you have been doing so.
Yeah, it's been interesting, really, sort of, you know, off the back of last season. And Jurgen Klopp actually spoke about recently how basically, like, football was one of the last things he cared about. Obviously, you know, given what happened to him in his personal life, given that they were, like, in the midst of a global pandemic and stuff, it's almost completely understandable, really, that football felt like it was low priority to him at the time. Whereas, you know, to some of the others, obviously, it was the sort of thing that kept us going, even though Liverpool were absolutely shite in periods. So it's sort of understandable, really. And Jurgen Klopp's always been one of these managers who seems to really value life as well. Seems to really value, like, enjoying himself. And, you know, there's the things of him with the umbrella hat, you know, sipping beers in Ibiza and all these kinds of things. Like, you can tell that Jurgen Klopp is a manager who would sort of like to retire from football early, because being a football manager is a really hard job and takes up a lot of your life and takes up a lot of the time you'd like to be doing other things, like, you know, seeing your kids and seeing your family and, you know, having an umbrella hat on in Ibiza drinking a beer. So I think we've always wondered whether, you know, with contract extensions for Jurgen Klopp, would at one point he just go, yeah, I'd quite like to just go and enjoy my life now and sort of leave us, you know, not in the lurch necessarily, because I don't think he'd ever do that to Liverpool, but, you know, leave us with a lot of things to think about. But then recently, I think, you know, given the lows of the pandemic and you know, given the way this season's gone in general, to be honest, like, particularly after the Leicester game, I thought about this when he talks about how much he loves this group of players and just sort of seeing how, like, besotted he is with the whole thing again, like seeing him, you know, return into giving the fist bumps at Anfield, like seeing him just, like, really lean into all of that, like fall in love with the fans again, fall in love with the players again, and just fall in love with the overall experience. I have just been wondering for a little while whether there's just a cheeky, you know, a little extension he could throw on to the end of that 2024 contract, because he does seem to be enjoying it. And I think, you know, I've talked about that, how he's a manager who seems to want to retire early and enjoy life. But I think if he's enjoying life at Liverpool, enjoying life being Liverpool manager, and sort of feels like maybe he can't get those feelings in other areas of life, then maybe we are just in for an extension of a couple of years, and then he can still go and, you know, get his umbrella hat on and drink a beer. Why doesn't he just do that on the bench, I say?